Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and this is day 19 of our 40 days of Teshuvah to Yom Kippur. I want to open up today with Psalm 51. Be gracious to me, O God, according to your mercy and according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions and wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was born in iniquity and in sin, and when my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner being. Make me know wisdom inwardly. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness, so the bones you crushed may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence. Take not your Ruach HaKodesh from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guilt, O God, God of my salvation. Then my tongue will sing for joy of your righteousness. O Yahweh, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you would not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it, nor be pleased by burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. In your favor, too good to Zion, build up the walls of Yerushalayim. Then you will delight in righteous sacrifices and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. The goal of El Het is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua and to be conformed to His image. And Torah, God's teachings and instructions, is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because He does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress, and this is a time to do spiritual house cleaning. Number 18, for the sin we have sinned before you through impure lips and vulgar speech. There is a Jewish saying, from your mouth to God's ears. Again, are we dealing with the words that come out of our mouth? We must watch what we say. Our words are not only heard by those around us in the flesh, but His holy angels and God Himself. Do we repeat vulgar jokes or listen to them, or do we walk away? Even the holy prophets, when they came into God's presence, realized that compared to His holiness, their lips were unclean. Isaiah 6:5, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. How were those unclean lips healed? Isaiah 6:6-7. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this has touched my lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. We must ask Yahweh, our Father, to touch us with his fire, to burn away the dross from our lives. Malachi 3:3, and he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto Yahweh an offering in righteousness. Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Yaakov 4:7-10. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of Yahweh, and He shall lift you up. We are in a season of purification. We need to let His holy fire purge us from all unrighteousness in Yeshua's name. This is not an easy process, and yes, it can be very painful to the flesh. But what will come forth are fruits of righteousness and vessels that can be used for His glory. Journal, food for thought. Did you ever find yourself in the middle of a distasteful joke? It can be insidious, but all of a sudden you find yourself dragged into a discussion that has taken a turn for the worse. Learn to switch tracks, monitor your conversations, and when you notice them slipping off track, pull them back gently and subtly. Ask yourself, did I contaminate my mouth with vulgar speech? Did I listen to vulgar speech or jokes? Did I protest when I heard vulgar speech? Do I always express myself in the most pleasant way possible? I want to pray a commitment to live a life of purity. Father, I come before your throne of grace in the name of Yeshua. At one time I walked following the course and fashion of this world, under the sway of the tendency of this age. I lived and conducted myself in the passions of my flesh, my behavior governed by my corrupt and sensual nature, obeying the impulses of the flesh and the thoughts of my mind. But God, you are so rich in mercy. Even when I was dead, slain by my own shortcomings and trespasses, you made me alive together in union with Messiah. And it is by your grace, your favor and mercy that I did not deserve that I am saved, delivered from judgment, and made a partaker of Messiah's salvation. You raised me up together with him and made me to sit down together, giving us joint seating with him in the heavenly sphere in the Messiah, the Anointed One. You are my Father, I am your child. Since I am in Messiah, I'm a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. In accordance with your word, I rid myself of all malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like a newborn baby, I crave pure spiritual milk so that I may grow up in my salvation now that I have tasted that you, Yahweh, Elohim, are good. Father, forgive me for the years of watching, reading, and listening, and speaking vile things. I submit to Yeshua, my Messiah, who loves me and gave himself up for me, so that he may sanctify me, having cleansed me by the washing of the water with the word, that he might present me to himself in glorious splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that I might be holy and faultless. Thank you for the blood of Messiah, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to you, which cleanses my conscience from acts that lead to death, so I may serve you, the living God. Thank you for the Ruach HaKodesh who indwells me. He is holy, chaste, and pure. I ask for and receive an impartation of the wisdom that comes from heaven. It is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. May my words issue from a pure heart, that they may be pleasing to you. In Yeshua's name, amen.